Reform may not come soon enough for a Christian on death row in Pakistan. ISIS is at it again, and a ministry will help you get over the fear of sharing your faith. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Even as Pakistan mulls over blasphemy law reforms, the woman who brought the issue to light is in serious trouble. Asia Bibi, a Christian who was convicted under those codes, is languishing behind bars while waiting on an appeal to the Supreme Court. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says,
she's dying in jail. She's a 50-year-old Pakistani Christian mother of five. She's already been on death row for 6 years for alleged blasphemy.
Sources close to the family say her lawyers are trying to get her transferred to a prison closer to medical facilities in Lahore.
She's suffering from intestinal bleeding. She requires urgent medical treatment. She vomits blood. She's suffering terrible pain, and she can hardly eat.
The blasphemy law poses huge challenges to Christians and gospel workers in Pakistan while the reforms are being debated.
Pray for the Christians in the area to remain steadfast, that they would experience God's protection and provision.
At missionnews.org, you'll find links for a petition calling for mercy on Bibi's behalf, as well as other ways you can support FMI's work in Pakistan. In a recent video, ISIS has once again proven that they can be brutally violent, and more often than not, this savage anger is directed at Christians. As believers are terrorized across the globe, Open Door says it's time to take action. The group is petitioning President Barack Obama to appoint a special envoy for religious minorities. That's somebody who would fight persecution worldwide. You can join the movement and send your message to President Obama using the link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Now, most of you praying for the Muslim world during Ramadan probably focus on the Middle East. But did you know that India has a huge Muslim population too? Lindsay Ackman at Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
Most people don't think of India as a country that would have very many Muslims, but it's actually one of the three most populated Muslim nations.
India also has the most unreached people groups, according to Operation World.
Nearly 2,000 unreached people groups in India alone. And I was looking up some information recently, and I realized that 350 of those people groups are Muslim people groups. And that was a fascinating thing for me to understand, that Muslims are a diverse population. They're not all identical. They all have different cultures themselves and traditions.
Those two factors alone make it especially important to pray for Indian Christians during the rest of Ramadan. For the next 22 days, will you join us in praying that believers will be brave enough to share Christ with at least one Muslim?
The transformation really starts with that first believer, that first person who receives the gospel and then is able to share that good news in their family, among their friends.
Have you ever wanted to tell someone about the gospel but didn't quite know how to strike up the conversation? World Missionary Press is making that easier by giving out free scripture booklets. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press.
People receive the Lord because they have tools, and that's really what we're doing, providing tools for believers.
Over 100 million booklets are printed each year. Christians are giving them away to people all over the world in their heart language, and they're hearing great stories.
We have contacts in Myanmar, a difficult area. The need for literature there is just huge. He says WMP booklets are one of the most effective tools for the people to grow.
World Missionary Press could use your support. They operate on donations, so just $5 makes 100 of these booklets. You'll find details at our website. And even though some health officials say West Africa's Ebola crisis is far from over, Compassion International is optimistic about the issue. In fact, thanks to God's protection, no children, staff members, or church partners even caught the deadly virus. The countries at the center of the crisis are even reporting the lowest number of new cases in almost a year. Pray the Ebola virus remains contained and learn how Ebola, prevention, and the hope of Christ are connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service at Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.